Let's not say anything.
Welcome everyone to the Reflex Blue Show. I am your host Donovan Beery, and I have with me Lynn Schneider, Sarah Bergeron, and Cody Fenske. How are you guys doing today?
Good. Really good.
Pretty good.
Excited to be here.
Yeah.
And you guys are, I mean, you guys made the trek from across the street. You guys are both over at M Space.
Yeah, and Sarah, yet we still drove.
Yes.
Right across the street.
Well,
but it's raining.
Right, M Space.
Well, it was raining.
And yeah. Pacific Street, like, at this time, like, there's three times of day where crossing it is ridiculous.
Yeah. It's a game
like,
of Frogger.
It's Frogger. Yeah.
It
that's
is
what
Frogger.
I was going to say.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you know, we're hosting this pretty close to lunch hour, so there's traffic. But, I mean, if it was, like, you know, 10 o'clock, you might have been able to make it.
Yeah, or, like, 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
Or nice out.
Yeah. Or just nice out.
Not puddles everywhere.
I understand it. I get it.
But we're happy to be here. Yes. We're happy that we braved the danger crossing the street.
And we're here because, Lynn, you started, how many years ago was this? Was it 6 years ago?
Five years ago.
Okay, you guys have a great program over there that is created. It's called Forge.
Yes.
Where do people go to find out? Is it Forge?
Actually, you can go to MSpace's website at mspacegroup.com/forge.
So
you
it's
can
EM, get to it. emspacegroup.com/forge.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure. So it's a program that I don't want to say, but MSpace started about 5 years ago based off an idea that I pitched to my boss.
Well, that's, I mean, it was your idea.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying, I mean.
No, I'll take all the credit.
Okay.
It's okay. So, okay. But it really is a team effort now, and Sarah is here. She's kind of like my sidekick now.
We
run the program. We're coordinators. We run the program together. She's actually a Forge alumni, as is Cody here.
That's
so
right, that's right.
We have, after 5 years, we have like minions across the whole city of designers and PR people that are out there doing exciting stuff.
So the idea is it's about giving back to the community and the design community in particular and the young.
You know, we have some really great schools and programs in the Omaha and Lincoln area. There's great designers coming out of them. There's PR professionals coming out of them. And, you know, back in the day, I kind of saw this window to where I joined an agency and I'm sitting there working with PR people every day and learning about, you know, what developers are doing. And there really seemed to be like kind of like this jump from going to school in this one department and working with, I'm a designer, so designers every day, not necessarily getting the exposure to the other disciplines that in the professional field you work with side by side every day.
Yeah, because I think when I graduated, you'd be like, oh, there's an ad agency. So if an ad agency has 50 people, obviously they have 45 designers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Turns
out. Account management, what's that?
Turns out they have like 4 designers.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Pretty much.
And then you're like, what do the other 46 people do?
Yeah.
So that's why it's nice that it's all about pretty much students pursuing a career in communication or creative communications, and just that, that you won't be always like, oh, I'm going to be with a designer and an art director and a creative director. And it's like, well, you're going to talk to an accounts manager, and then you're going to talk to your copywriter, and then you're going to talk to, you know, your client and everyone else on the team. And it's not going to be all hunky-dory as in your reviews that you have in your graphic design classes where you're like, oh, just brighten up the color a little bit, and you're actually getting into like the nitty-gritty creatives with people who know more things than outside of your realm, which is really cool.
And we're always preaching that, like, preaching's kind of a strong word, but right from the first session, you know, we talk about how you're going to add more value to your career, and you're going to like be able to exceed more when you understand what people around you are trying to do. You know, you're going to be the person they want to work with because you get it. So that's kind of like, you know, this collaborative attitude, this idea of understanding someone else's role is really like the overarching theme. And hopefully this is an opportunity for these students to get that maybe for the first time.
And the truth is they may even do parts of these other jobs, or they may turn into one of those. A lot of marketing people or PR people actually started in one of the other professions and got moved into them.
Yeah, we have students, we've had quite a few students come out of like the journalism program in Creighton, which is a really great program, but like spawning from that
is PR. I taught there
PR.
Years ago, I taught at
Yeah,
Harvard.
Yeah.
But if I remember right, their design program is actually under the journalism department.
Yeah. In that case, you know, we have students coming out of Creighton that maybe have like more journalism, even though they're pursuing design, so they like have that added.
No, that's true. Like there was somebody in my class that was pursuing design, and he's gone off and really went to PR now, you know?
Yeah.
But he's still using those skills, but I think maybe he got a taste of it there and just realized, hey, I can actually do this, and here's an opening, I'm going to do it, you know?
Yeah.
So it helps you get just about anywhere you want. Yeah. It's a good way to get your feet wet in different kinds of media.
Okay, and how many kids, you've done five of these now.
Yeah.
It's a yearly thing. So how do kids get involved? Like, how Cody Sarah, how did you find out about the program?
Posters on UNO and McFeely, tell us about it.
Yeah, so that's kind of like my job now. So it's like everything coming full circle and everything. But yeah, it's pretty much we contact educators about it. We'll contact all the area schools and Lincoln schools. And in my class, we actually, I think there was two or three people from UNL that were in my class. And in this previous class, we had one designer who was from Southeast Community College, and she actually like did the commute from Lincoln. A lot of push through people, alumni who have done it before, and you know, they might see a poster and reach out to a friend who's, you know, a new student might know an alumni, and they might reach out and be like, hey, I know you did Forge previously, like what's that about? I saw the poster.
And it's limited educators. Yeah. It's limited to what, 10 students?
Yeah, mm-hmm. We try to limit it to 10. We have a bigger space now, outer space, space. So now we can really accommodate 10 students, like, in a nice way. But we were kind of crammed in there for a while there when we had 10, like, the first year. So we kind of brought it down to, like, 8. You know, the students apply. They provide an application with a resume, a little bit of their work if they have some. We're not really, like, judging students off what they've done so far. They do an essay, which is always probably the thing that I sink into the most, because it's asking questions about, you know, what do they want to get out of the field? Where do they see themselves in 5 years? What do they think they can get from Forge? Which is actually pretty telling. And so I kind of, like, put them through the ringer a little bit, because they're also students that are preparing for graduation or have just graduated, so they should have this stuff together already, or they, you know, maybe this is the thing that makes them design a resume. Oh shoot, like I'm gonna graduate in a year, I should probably get that resume together. So we put them through the ringer and a little bit, because lately here the last few years it's been really tough. We've had to turn away a lot of students. So
I got denied my first time.
Cody,
he was young. Okay, and in our defense, we tried to like give a little bit of preference to the students that are like just about to graduate or just graduated. So if someone has another year to apply for Forge, they sometimes get like a little knocked down the list.
We encourage them to apply again.
Yeah, I applied late and I got in, so came full circle, I guess.
And the students that you, when you say you don't like judge their work too much and things, is that partly because you also have a wide variety? It's not just design students here. You have some people that are and that are going into advertising or going into PR.
Yeah, well, especially too, I mean, with it focusing on, it's pretty much students that are in the second half of their degree that are going into creative communications. So you might have some event planners or some advertising people that, you know, took like one or two classes that might not have a strong portfolio of design work, but they might have really good writing samples. Or it's kind of like they're still figuring everything out. But when they talk about, you know, I want to work in an agency because of this, or I want to work in a house and this is what I want to do with my creative skill set, and you can really see their passion and what they want to do in this career, that's kind of where we're like, okay, like this person, like some of the comments when we're looking through everything is like, okay, this person gets it. Or, you know, maybe they need a little bit more to, like, kind of figure out if they want to be in this career or not and just kind of this field.
I would say that, you know, when an awesome design portfolio comes through, you know, obviously that shoots up a 10 out of 10 there.
Right.
But, you know, there's a lot of other criteria. Honestly, like, one of the criteria I pay attention to the most is how do they, like, package and deliver their application?
Right.
I know that seems so silly, but, like, if they take the time and, like, make it easy and it's not just, like, a cluster of stuff, like, zipped together, I mean, that makes a big difference for me.
Oh, well, those management skills are important, too.
Exactly.
See, when you say how they package and deliver their resume, to me that's code word for strap a $100 bill.
For play? No, not at all.
No.
We would never do that, Donovan.
No.
Yeah, and I believe, I mean, you guys aren't doing this as a giant profit generator at all.
No, actually, you know, M-Space, I mean, we've obviously seen some benefits. We've you know, seen hopefully our status rise. We have a lot of great connections now with young students, mm-hmm. as well as we've strengthened our connections with the educational departments in town. And, you know, even our clients really like it. You know, whenever we talk about it, it's been an opportunity for us to not just reach one intern or two interns a year. We actually, you know, get to reach, you know, up to 10 students per year.
This used to be an internship program, right? Or it started off, well, you used to have one?
We kind of stopped doing interns once we did Forge. If people contact us about it, that's another way people find out about it. You know, they'll call us about internships. We'll be like, have you heard of our Forge program?
Right.
So it's been a little bit of a reprieve in that, but hopefully they're getting a lot more out of it than just an internship.
I would imagine that it's more beneficial than an internship for some students, you know.
Yeah, in some ways, you know, it's going to be different. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's especially too, I mean, with having it be, it's a free program for students to do, and then it's something that MSpace is putting on, and then all the professionals that we have that come each week, we've changed our setup so that it's kind of a panel each week, and we have different specialists from the field, whether it's a copywriter or a printer or a designer or whoever. All of these people are all volunteering their time. Which is really awesome that it's, you know, all of these professionals, educators, you know, MSpace, everyone is coming together because we just want to make the students going into this creative industry know more and be a lot more prepared for after graduation and not feeling like they're running around with their heads cut off.
No, and that's the other thing I think is great about the program. And I think I spoke at a couple of years ago at one of them. But every week the students go, and I know you guys have shifted it around. Is it? So I don't, you know, who knows what it'll be next year, but somewhere between 6 or 10 weeks is what you're asking a student. And that's why you mentioned, it's 6 right now, and that's why you mentioned, like, it's really geared towards Omaha Lincoln, because no one's going to drive in, like, 6 different times.
Right.
They're more
every
than
other
welcome to.
Right,
is
for
this
sure.
an international broadcast?
If you want to fly in, totally.
Or any professionals that you know want to fly in and attend a session, we'd be more
for
than
6 weeks
happy
in
to
a
have
row.
Them.
Well, just professionals. Just one.
I was talking just people who apply.
So
what's been really good is that hopefully one of our goals is also to open up, like, the opportunities that's in the Omaha and Lincoln and just the regional area, because there's a lot of opportunities here. I was really thrilled at the last session. I asked the graduates, you know, who intended to stay in the area and work in the area, and almost all of them raised their hand, and I was really thrilled.
I was surprised to see that.
You don't normally think like, oh, I'm going to go to the big city and become a designer, but there's a lot of opportunities here, especially for young professionals and young creatives. So that's kind of been a goal of Forge too, is to increase that awareness, hopefully by, you know, inviting panelists, inviting professionals that have chosen to stay in Omaha. So,
yeah, and the thing is, for the students, they actually, you know, when they graduate, I think there's two great networks you've created for them. One is the other students there, because you don't really know students in from the other colleges, but all of a sudden you do. You're in a group of 10 people, and you probably don't know 8 of them when you start the program.
That's definitely how it was, yeah.
And the other one is, all of a sudden you know about all the people that you brought in. You're like, oh, there's a lot of different companies. I assume you think you know of a couple design agencies, or you might know a couple ad agencies, but all of a sudden now you know of a dozen of them. And some of them that you didn't even know, like, oh, this lady came in and she just does PR? Like, there's PR, there's just nothing but PR companies, and like so you learn of those. And then at the very last day, you actually bring in, and I think I've gone to most of these, where you bring in, you know, a dozen or more professionals, and they do portfolio reviews and a Q&A.
Yeah, for sure. So that last session, it's a bit of a party, but it's actually, like, I love just, like, ending on that note, too.
Sure.
Of, like, they've gone through this whole thing, and now it's all about their next move. So, luckily, we, you know, we have people come for the party, but we always have, like, a nice discussion about, like, what should these students expect, you know, do's and don'ts. This year, we just talked about fears, which was an interesting, like, what are you the most
topic,
afraid
though.
Of
yeah. Yeah.
now that you're graduating? And, of course, most of them were, I don't know if I can find a job, you know, and that stemmed a whole conversation.
That fear
will not leave by any means.
You'll be in a job and like, well, when this job goes, well, I'll be able to find another job.
Yeah.
You'll never leave that one.
So, and I think that, like, there are a lot of professionals in the community that are willing to give that kind of advice, you know, and not necessarily have to come give an entire talk or even participate on a 5-person panel. Mm-hmm. So we're happy that they come to the last session and sometimes just listen to the conversation, or you know, get inspired by something that someone said.
Well, that's great. We're going to be right back and talk more about Ford. We'll go with Sarah. What did you get out of Ford when you went through it?
Well, I mean, I was. It was nice that I got all of the knowledge of everything that Forge had to offer of, you know, the different professionals and everything coming in. And then I actually ended up getting, you know, an internship and everything. But that's not the typical experience.
Well, I don't know. We have two people here. And Cody got his job based on being at Forge. So
yeah, and Molly.
And we have another Forger.
Molly,
who works
we hired another Forger.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And she disappeared for a whole year and just, like, showed up on our radar and just see she's done.
I actually hired Molly after a couple of weeks.
Right. So if you go to Forge, either Emphasize or Donovan will hire you.
There you go. Well,
disclaimer.
Disclaimer, neither of us hire 10 people a year.
Yes.
Right. But it's a very, there's a lot of, there was even going through that and applying for other jobs and applying for just the different internships. I remember my senior year, the second semester that I applied for, God knows how many internships I applied for and just everything else. But I do remember kind of, it felt a little like switch in my brain go off of like, okay, I'm kind of understanding, because I knew I wanted to do agency since I had worked for a year and a half at UNO, and I was like, well, I kind of like in-house, but like I'd love to see what an agency is like, so I applied for a bunch of them. But I know after going to Forge sessions, that switch went off in my head of like, oh yeah, I like this idea of like working with a copywriter and working with PR and having, you know, deadlines and just all this different collaboration that can come out of it. And so even that, if I wasn't to have been hired or as an intern at InSpace and hired full-time, like I know that would have been a great benefit coming out of Forge, because I feel like it's so much that teachers aren't able to teach you in school, because it's not even necessarily because of curriculum, but that it's just stuff that they can't really teach you because they're already teaching you so much.
Yeah, it's the kind of stuff you usually learn on the job.
Right.
You know, but they bring it to us kind of a different format that's more structured. The kind of class like that would do well in school probably. But they just don't teach that stuff.
Well, the other part is, I think if your teacher told you, I don't know if you'd believe it.
Right. Which is what I've run into as well.
You don't work in the field.
Right.
When you have a printer show up and the guy starts talking about running, you know, talking about how to prepare files or whatever, they believe him because he runs a print shop. Mm-hmm. But your teacher, you're like, you haven't sent things to file since 1982.
I also liked about Forge the fact like that you get to be dumped into another creative community. Once you graduate college, you might not, depending on where you go, you might not have a creative community or, you know, people to bounce ideas off of anymore. So it's kind of a nice segue into showing you, like, if you go into an agency after this, you will definitely be surrounded by more creatives like you. And that was that was a good thing for me, because it made me more comfortable with the idea of, like, going and getting an internship at Bozell, you know, afterwards. Mm-hmm. I was like, if it's anything like that, if it's that kind of collaboration, then I know that I'm going to have fun, I'm going to succeed. That was another benefit of Forge, for sure.
I think, too, the way that we've shifted now, too, like, we decided to redesign our entire curriculum this year all about process, which sometimes is, you know, it's something that's, like, built into the curriculum in school, but it's not necessarily something the students get to experience or think about that much. Granted, we based it off of InSpace's process. You know, it's, like, our catchwords, like, learn, think, do, whatever. Yeah. But what we did, you know, by inviting, like, multiple professionals, like, we had during our think session, which was all about strategy and, you know, creative ideas, like, you know, planning and stuff. But we had a web developer there, you know, so a coder that, you know, otherwise you might think is, oh, well, he's in the do session, which is all about actually accomplishing and producing, and where we had a printer, and we did have a developer there then, too. Allows the students to kind of see something that I've adopted and been successful at is just being part of the process throughout, not just waiting for jobs to be handed to me, but getting involved early, which is why I guess I'm now a strategist as opposed to just a designer.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Well, yeah, so I really think that idea of exposing them to this idea that, like, you don't wait your turn, you know, get involved. I mean, that really is what collaboration's about, too.
Yeah. And one of our goals, too, with when we were making all the sessions was to make it so that, like what you're saying, where, yeah, your stereotypical who you would think is on a planning session isn't all there. So, like, we didn't have a designer at every session, even though, like a design is involved, but we had like copywriters at different places and production and just having it so that you can see that, well, different people have different roles. And then, you know, having Lynn and I there, I mean, we're both designers at M Space, so then we can kind of have like the little background design on the panel, but seeing, showing people that, like, you know, this is what happens. This is,
yeah,
you know,
I think
the bigger picture.
A lot of students think that it's a designer's world and like nobody else really matters until they go to a program like Forge, or if they like go to a job, you know, they realize there's way more to it than just designing and making things look good. You know, there's a lot to it.
Well, and we even invite a client to a session. Mm-hmm. So that's like, you know, another lesson right there about, think of the client not as the enemy or the person on the other side of the curtain, but they're part of your team. Mm-hmm. They're part of the collaborative process. And it's been really fun to you know, bring up the client and how they can get involved throughout the whole process through our new curriculum.
Because, I mean, I heard years ago, it's like the client's going to get involved.
Yeah.
Right.
And you do want them somehow involved, at least
and we
in
totally
the,
had
at
a
least
whole
in the
session.
Payment part of it.
We have, yeah.
But
you would definitely
want
them to pay.
Part of coming out with your process is setting, figuring out where to get the client involved, because sometimes if you can manage that, it can be much more beneficial. If,
yeah.
And then the client knows where they should be involved.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, like, in the past, we've had just a client session where we had a client, and it was all about, like, kind of, like, things you can do to bring the client into the fold so you can basically, like, you know, they'll be a part of your team and, you know, and make the decisions easier because they own part of it. But, you know, this time, it's, like, the client's just, like, part of the team. So,
So... I know this wasn't necessarily the plan when you started this, but I mean, you've done a great job of giving back to the community and the young people, but what have you personally learned from sitting on Forge sessions or doing this that you didn't expect to? Was there anything where you've, like, I did not even consider these aspects?
Honestly, like, I get a lot out of listening to our guests.
Yeah.
Like, this, during our creativity session this year, this time, we had a videographer, we had a copywriter's, Liz Renner, came and, like, shared her process, and it was, like, amazing to hear how her writing process is, like, so similar to my design process, and, like, sharing that kind of, like, you know, step two, like, panic, you know, it's like, that's stare at an empty page. I'm like, yes, that's totally what I do,
right.
too. And also, like, Will Riley and Dylan Ballman from Flywheel were there, and they, like, showed us something that they were doing that I'm not going to talk about because it's probably secretive or something. But I was like, whoa, you know. So I'm like, how can I incorporate something like that, you know, and learn from that. So we're learning, too, from our guests that come, as well as from our students. You know, they bring information. We sometimes poll them, like, how many people are on Twitter? How many people think Twitter's still a thing? You know, I mean, that's obviously an extreme
right.
example, but
sure.
we're like,
they're
a little bit of a resource for us too, you know, to be connected to.
Well, you got to get out of your bubble. And
yeah.
Right.
So to have people come into your bubble is another way of getting out of your bubble.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And I think it's really interesting having, like, I mean, I'm on both sides of the curtain now, like, where I've gone through, I'm a Forge alumni, and then I'm also now a Forge coordinator. So it's interesting to see, like, those students that had the, I mean, every year the students have the same fears of, like, the what we were talking about of, oh my gosh, am I gonna get a job? Like, you know, what's these, you know, it's the basic fears every student has. And then just to see how each year professionals can still be delivering different, like, the same information in different ways, but different information.
Every
session, if that makes sense.
Different. Yeah.
And so it's like, even though we could do the same session, it's going to be different, but it's still going to be just as beneficial as the last year. And it's a very, like, rewarding feeling. And even going and being a professional, being like, oh my gosh. And yeah, just learning from other professionals and seeing what they're doing. And it's like, this is so cool to have a different process, but it's the same. And everything like that.
No, and I love that you've even taken your own design thought process to it and even changed it every year. It's not the exact same Forge.
Mm-hmm.
And even when you have speakers back, I know you move them into different panels or into different topics.
They wouldn't even know what hit them next week, you know, some of the people we've had the first couple of years, because, I mean, it's completely different. It's a discussion-based session, you know. It's not like we're lecturing to you or presenting anything unless we want to. And so you, like, a lot of times I'm moderating the session more or less, and I have to think on my feet. and figure out how I can, like, you know, have this outline in front of me of what we want to cover, but somehow we've, like, totally skewed off. So how can I bring this back around? Sometimes I do it pretty abruptly, like, let's get back on target here.
You know, other times you're like, that's a great segue into this question.
Damn, I'm smooth.
Well, we look forward to seeing where Forge goes in the next few years. Thanks for bringing this forward. It's emspacegroup.com/forge.
Yes.
And you said mspace is how old now?
We're 25. We'll be turning 25 this year. So quarter, hopefully we can celebrate our 25th and anniversary with Forge's 5th anniversary this coming October. So, yeah, it's going to be exciting.
Okay, well, we look forward to it. And thank you very much, Lynn, Sarah, Cody, for stopping by the show. Thanks, listeners. We'll be back in a couple weeks with the first of our Powell Design Live recaps from Chicago. So we'll see you then.
The Reflex Blue Show with Donovan Beery is hosted at 36point.com. Music by Dustlab. Find out more at myspace.com/dustlab.